Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2229. Why I prefer a spreadsheet to track expenses and manage my finances by Len Penzo of LenPenzo.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks so much for joining today as I share yet another article that can help you optimize your finances, just like I do each and every day. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Why I prefer a spreadsheet to track expenses and manage my finances by Len Penzo of LenPenzo.com. I've been diligently managing my personal finances and tracking household expenses for more than 20 years. How diligently, you ask? Well, I can tell you that my cable bill in February 1998 was $8.03, and that I spent $141.16 in 2006 for an annual subscription to the LA Times. I can also verify with total certainty that 7% of my income in 2007 went towards groceries. And I vouch that I spent $88.95 at my local Kmart in August of 2001. Just don't ask me what for, because I'm not that thorough with my record keeping. Why tracking expenses is important. Taking the time to track and analyze your income and where it's going is a crucial element of managing your personal finances. That's because doing so uncovers hidden money leaks that help you better allocate your resources, thereby ensuring you always get the most of your paycheck. It makes it easier to set financial goals too. Of course, prior to tracking your expenses, you have to record them. While not impossible, trying to track all your cash purchases can be extremely tedious and time-consuming. On the other hand, everything purchased on your credit and debit cards are automatically recorded and available for review online or as part of your monthly billing statements, which is why I use credit cards for as much as I possibly can. As for keeping tabs on how you spend your money, there are a ton of options available. Now, I realize many people are initially attracted to sites like Mint, OneBudget, Adapto, and MyBudget Online because their automation features essentially make the job of tracking your money almost effortless. The trouble is, in the world of personal finance, I believe too much automation can be a curse. That's because when money management tools become too user-friendly, a lot of folks have very little incentive to understand the data being made available to them. For the financially undisciplined, over time, that's a surefire recipe for failure. The big advantage of spreadsheets. For me, the more old-school hands-on approach is the only way to go. I use my own custom-designed Excel spreadsheet because it forces me to actively manage my personal finances. It also gives me more control than using a web-based site like Mint. True, a spreadsheet is not as sexy as automated money tracking web-based applications, but it's the same tried and true method I've been successfully using to track my income, net worth, and expenses for more than 20 years now. Although the custom Excel spreadsheet I developed was quite simple in the beginning, it has grown in detail and complexity over the years, with pie charts and graphs that clearly show the results of our household spending and current trending patterns. Today, my spreadsheet breaks out our household expenses into 13 major categories and 50 subcategories. The major categories include loans, utilities, medical and dental, automobile expenses, groceries, house expenses, excluding the mortgage, entertainment, taxes, and ATM withdrawals. And a few more quick tips. Number one, if you're just starting out, it's important to make sure you set aside about an hour or so at least once per month for reviewing your checkbook, receipts, and/or credit card statements and recording your expenses in your spreadsheet. Number two, by frequently updating your financial spreadsheet, you'll not only be able to quickly catch any potential errors on your billing statements, but you'll also keep from falling hopelessly behind on your record-keeping duties. Number three, if you're not an expert in Excel, there's no need for despair. Microsoft has scores of budgeting worksheet templates for you to download and modify to suit your needs. In fact, their personal budget worksheet template has been downloaded over 3.6 million times. Number four, if you've never used a spreadsheet, don't be intimidated. They're not hard to use. Yes, spreadsheets are extremely powerful tools for those who know how to take advantage of all they have to offer. But for most people, the basics needed to properly track expenses can be learned in less than 30 minutes. Number five, if you don't want to spend money on a spreadsheet such as Microsoft Excel, you can try the free equivalent from OpenOffice. I've used OpenOffice before, and it's an extremely capable alternative. You can also take advantage of the free personal finance templates provided by Google Docs or Savvy Spreadsheets. Number six, once you've effectively disciplined yourself to always spend less than you earn, tracking expenses becomes a viable alternative to budgeting that allows you to focus on optimizing your finances in order to get the most bang for your buck. And number seven, last but not least, remember this. In the end, it doesn't really matter what tool you use. What's important is your commitment to actively manage your finances. You just listened to the post titled, Why I Prefer a Spreadsheet to Track Expenses and Manage My Finances by Len Penzo of lenpenzo.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Over the years of monitoring my finances, I've experimented with a lot of different options, so I'm impressed that Len has maintained the same system for so long. I think the exercise of tracking expenses is all about building awareness about where your money is going, and that's information you need to optimize your expenses. When I first started doing this, I would manually input every transaction into a free app on my phone at the time I was spending money because I wanted to force that awareness when I was spending versus reviewing transactions once a week or month after the fact. But after I built habits around frugality and curbed my urge to spend, it became less and less helpful to diligently monitor every expense. Let's just say the time spent on this exercise had diminishing returns after I established good habits and had a large gap between my income and expenses. I found myself putting it off and then catching up at the end of the month. I was spending a lot of time inputting and categorizing my expenses, but because my expenses were optimized and I didn't have the urge to overspend, I wasn't getting as much benefit from it. Now I'm a bit more relaxed. If I see my bank balance is not where I'd expect, I'll dig into it to investigate what's going on. And if I ever notice myself slipping back into old habits, the first thing I would do is start tracking expenses again. And that should do it for today. Thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show and sharing it with others. It really goes a long way to keep this podcast going. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.